student pupil.
Okay, grad school.
Student.
Okay, what's the difference between pupil and student?
I don't know. It seems that they use pupil in lower grades, but I don't know.
Somebody who works for a business person and types of letters and answers a phone and is a
secretary.
I need to change it to business person. A person who is in plays or movies, a woman is called
actress.
Anybody who's born in the United States is called
citizen.
Or you say you're not an Englishman, you're an
American.
Someone whose ancestors came from Africa is
African.
But say, you know, they have been living in this country, you know, the family's been here as long as yours has.
Immigrant.
Black.
Afro-American.
Okay. What term do you usually use?
Negro.
Do you know any unflattering terms for it?
Nigger.
What do you associate? What kind of people would use that term?
People didn't know any better, maybe.
Okay. Any other terms for it?
Spade. A colored person. No.
How do you feel about the term colored person? You use that?
I don't think so. I don't know. A lot of people would, I guess.
You think there's many gone out of style?
Probably so.
I think you used to hear it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you were describing your race, you'd say I'm a
Caucasian.
Do you know any term that you might use just to refer to Caucasians in general?
White.
Okay. What about terms that black people would use to refer to white?
I can't think of any.
A child is born to a couple where one parent's white and one is white. What would you call that person?
Mulatto.
Suppose they had one white grandparent.
I don't know.
Like they are, you know, just one white ancestor somewhere way back.
I've heard the expression "nigger in the woodpile."
I've never heard of that. That's good. Okay. Suppose that somebody who you would consider is black, but they have very white colored skin. Would you kind of? Have you ever heard of a high white?
No.
Have you heard of a black person who tries to paint as white because, you know, they're only, you know, one-eighth black?
I don't know that.
Okay. Have you heard the terms optimal?
No.
Suppose you had a job, what would you call the man you work for?
Boss.
Okay.
Employer.
If you were speaking to a director, what would you